I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. How are plans going on revitalizing the Springfield downtown area? And what do farm groups think about the Trump administration? I'm joined by Tim Landis. He's business editor for the SJR. Tim, I'll use that acronym SDAT. It's been 5 years since this outside planning team came in and gave some ideas for improving Springfield's downtown. Now everybody's taking a look at that and seeing where things are. How far have things come? Give us the update on that.
SDAT stands for Strategic Design Assessment Team. It was a group of consultants from across the country they brought into Springfield, and they held interviews, toured the downtown area, came back with a report of nearly 100 pages on long-term changes that should be made to help revitalize that historic commercial district. And that was 5 years ago this month that they were in the community. So we went back and looked at some of the benchmarks they set. And there has been progress on certainly on things like housing. There's a number of apartment developments going on downtown, several that have been completed, actually. The tax increment financing district was extended for another 12 years. The historic district credits for renovation were also expanded. So there has been some achievements in areas like parking and plazas and trails and recreation. Still some work to be done.
Does it seem as though some of the things that have yet to come to fruition are still on the planning table?
Well, a lot of that could depend on what happens with the old YWCA block. We've heard the governor speak on several occasions lately at stops in Springfield, how he would like to see that developed into a landscaped plaza. Some of the other ideas are for housing and retail space. The city of Springfield is scheduled to open proposed developments on May 15th. So that may give us just a better idea. There is a sense downtown that whichever way the Y block eventually goes, the rest of downtown certainly could follow into that pattern. So I think we'll know a lot by the end of this month.
Turning our attention to agriculture and a chance to talk with some farm groups about how the Trump administration is doing so far, just about 100 days into the new administration. What are some of their thoughts?
Well, they certainly liked some of the early moves by the Trump administration on regulatory reforms, specifically the Waters of America regulation was put on hold for a while, and farm groups had lobbied hard against that as a federal overreach that would interfere in their day-to-day farm operations. So they certainly like that. Now, not so much when you start talking about NAFTA, some of the trade agreements in Asia, and immigration reform. NAFTA involves Canada and Mexico, and those are the two biggest trade partners for Illinois. So they still have some concerns there just how that will work out. But I would say overall, they're pleased certainly with the way the Trump administration is approaching regulatory reform.
There's always a lot of controversy when it comes to a new large-scale commercial hog farm wanting to be located someplace in the state of Illinois, and that's happening now in Schuyler County near Rushville. What's happening with that?
Well, a company would like to build a commercial hog farm containment facility near Rushville, about 60 miles northwest of Springfield. And as often happens, the residents near these proposed sites will have environmental older concerns, property values, just what the effect will be. And each time these come up, Sean, it raises that issue in Illinois of who should control where these commercial livestock operations are sited. Under current law, that's the Illinois Department of Agriculture. They have the last say. County boards can ask for hearings and the like, but those are advisory. And there was a package of legislation introduced earlier this year that would have at least allowed residents to challenge those rulings in court. So it's always this state versus local control. Now, this project is very early in the planning stages. There is a meeting of the Schuyler County Board on Monday, and they're expected to ask for a formal public hearing.
That's Tim Landis. He's business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.